to today's show. I'm going to call my friend Steve Elston. I've known Steve probably as long as I've lived in the UK. He's from Devon, which is where I used to live. Steve's a musician and nice guy. He's got a new album coming out and he's got a couple of singles out, so I want to talk to him about that and help share his music with the world because I think he's amazing. But also, let's see what else he's up to. We'll give him a ring. Answer the phone, Steve.
Hello.
Yay.
Hey, hi. How are you doing?
Hi, Steve. I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Can you hear me okay? I've got you on my headphone.
I can hear you perfectly.
All right, cool.
It sounds great.
Yeah, you sound great. Oh, good. I've just been outside doing some bike maintenance.
Oh, yeah, because I've seen on your Instagram you've been going on some super duper bike rides.
Yeah, I've been doing loads. I haven't been going out every day, but like I've been posting up pictures every day. So I wanted to make it look like I've been out every day, but then like people think I've not been doing any work or going to work and stuff, but I have been. So, you've just blown your cover. I have been working. I'm only rotated in to go to work like one day a week at the moment. But for the other days, I have to like do stuff and be available and like be on call and stuff. So, yeah.
I feel like you're already making excuses for why it's fine. It's really fine if you don't have to do work sometimes. It's okay. You're allowed to go on bike rides. It's part of the once a day allowances.
Yeah, but my one a day has turned into like, you know, I go out for like 3 hours and stuff. But like, yeah. It's nice. The weather's so good.
Tell us where you are. Tell the listeners where you are.
Right now, I am in my flat in Brighton, and I'm sat on my bed.
Nice.
And I'm wearing a very dirty t-shirt covered in like bike grease.
Hot. Sounds.
Yeah,
hot.
I know. I look very cool. I feel more manly than I normally do. Covered in crap.
Yes.
Which is good. So yeah, I'm here. The weather's very nice outside. There's a gentle breeze and bright sun.
It's the same in Bristol. It's the same. I feel it makes me think the whole world is just having this exact weather, but they're really not. That's not, the whole world isn't the same as here.
Probably not.
Hey, I start the podcast by asking if you have something new and good. You might have just done it. Maybe it's your bike maintenance that's new and good.
New and good. Well, I'm enjoying my job very much. I've got quite an exciting job. I can talk to you about that if you like. I was at work yesterday on my one day a week in, and I'm working as a music teacher in a special needs college, and that's really good fun. I don't know if it's particularly new, but like, because we had the Easter holidays the last couple of weeks, it was the first time in like 3 weeks where I'd seen like a lot of the students that are coming in.
Yeah.
There's only a handful that are in. But like, yeah, I had really good fun yesterday, like singing with our students and stuff, and doing like body percussion workouts in the sun.
Yes. And,
so that's really good fun. It doesn't really feel like work. But like, yeah, I got them like singing through the microphone into the PA and like turn them up really loud. And when you give like these students a microphone, they're just like, they're straight in the zone. They start like singing. It's like, oh, it's a microphone. I have to sing into that. And they really join in.
So
I was singing songs yesterday about fish. I get to write really cool little tunes and stuff to like work with these students. So we were practicing recognizing the colors of different fish on a picture, and I have this cool song where it goes, what can you see when you look in the sea, and I play the ukulele and then it goes,
you're so cute,
I can see an orange fish, And they go, I can see an orange fish. And they do it into the microphone. And I go, I can see a red fish.
I can see a red fish.
Yeah, it's really catchy.
I think so, like, got it.
my job suits my ability to write pretty silly songs very quickly with my ukulele in hand. And yeah, it's cool because it forces you to write songs about just like anything. Like, my mission is to like get people to recognize colors of things and practice saying them. So what are you going to do apart from write a song about different colored fish?
That's nice to help stay creative, because I think when I sit down to write songs, I just, you know me, I take myself way too seriously. So that's nice to just have a reason to, you're like practicing songwriting and practicing and like engaging with creativity, but with just, yeah, you don't have to write a super serious autobiographical thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like the simpler the better. And I think I'm certainly guilty of this. When you, with songwriting and stuff, it's like the temptation is to try and make things so complicated. I find that, like, with my guitar playing, I've been guilty before of being like, oh, how fast can I play this? How, you know, how many notes can I fit in? And, like, what direction can I take this song in? And sometimes it's, like, it's harder just to, like, go the other way and be like, what can I take out? And so, in a way, it's kind of good practice for that.
I've really struggled with being concise in my songwriting, I think. And I mean, you're talking about, yeah, keeping things simple, but I think that's sort of the same thing, isn't it? Being concise is like, yeah, where can this go? But I also really enjoy watching you play tricky guitar really fast. It's really enjoyable. So don't stop doing it completely, because we really like it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm kind of like, I don't know, I admire people that can do things with so simply with confidence. And I think it takes a certain level of maturity to kind of step back and be able to do that. But I found, yeah, with like gigs and stuff I've done in the past, it's like sometimes if you play something like an instrumental piece that's quite quickly, you can get people's attention. And it's quite nice to, yeah, if I ever start playing like live again, if this virus goes away, then I look forward to kind of, yeah, being a bit more confident with that. And certainly playing some of my new songs, which are, I don't know, yeah, some of them are, they're definitely a bit more simple than stuff I've written before.
I think so. I definitely think so. I've only heard a couple of things. I've heard the Otter, is it called the Otter song? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
That song. Have you just released that as a single from like your new album?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's probably one of the first songs I wrote with a view to making a new album. There's a couple of songs in there that were like older songs that I've revisited and kind of rearranged. But that one was the first one in like a string of... I went through a bit of a purple patch of songwriting. You know that happens sometimes?
Yeah, I remember, like, you telling me about it and being really jealous because it was just pouring out of you. There were stories and everything. Jealous in a good way, but I remember you saying
It's just crazy. Like, I went through a stage of about a couple of months where I was writing like a new song every day.
Wow.
And it was like, and it felt easy. And it was like, I had so many ideas.
Well, and what's happened since the did you call it a purple patch? Is that rude? Feels like it's rude.
No, I don't know where it comes from. Purple patch. I thought you might have questioned that when I said it. I've heard it mentioned in like football commentary, I think, where they're like, this striker's on a real purple patch. I don't know if it's like something to do with like purple blood or something. I don't know. But yeah, you know, like a moment of a period of like creativity.
And so the record's done. You made it with Billy Barrington.
I did.
Well done.
Thanks.
What's Bill like to work with?
Bill's great to work with. Like, along with Chris, Bill is someone I've known for a very long time, and we've played in lots of different bands together, etc. So we have a good musical respect of each other, and we're both quite different in terms of how we approach a project and how we play music. And I've always found with him that we complement each other quite well. He's such an ideas person, and I'm quite a finisher. And like, you know, you get those like, I can't remember what it's called. There's like a cycle of completing a project where you have like a starter and a kind of thinker and a finisher, and you know, and it's like, I kind of see that when we work together.
Yeah.
And when we played together in First World Pros, it was very much like that, where I'd be like more of the kind of like, let's rehearse this, let's get it sounding good, let's play it again, let's think about finishing this song.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Bill will be more about like, no, let's play it again, but we'll do it like
I've written
a new part. I want to get the song now and work on a new one and all this, and it's like slow down, and so yeah, the balance of those two approaches I find work quite well together.
And you you made a like a isolation video sharing project.
That's been going really well.
I think everyone is going to know, but I don't know. Maybe it wasn't big in Australia in the night. Is it a 90s dance song or something?
Yeah, early 90s. I don't actually know how big it was when it was released in the UK.
I don't know where it got to
in the charts. So it's a cover of a song called Sweet Harmony, originally by a band called The Beloved. And I've done an acoustic cover of that, and the video project is for people to make their own video for the song, where they're miming or singing along in various, you know, whatever isolation means to them, and then all those videos are being sent to me, and they're going to be spliced together into a complete video
into Sweet Harmony.
Yeah, so, and it's nice because
how's the video looking?
Yeah, a mixed bag of stuff. I've had about 25, I think, and I'm still hoping for more. I've set the deadline of the 1st of May. So, yeah, some really cool ones. Lots of people getting their kids involved. Some of them done outside. We've had one from our friend Gabe in Costa Rica.
So
that makes it feel like it's travelled quite far. And yeah, a real mixed bag, really. And yeah, it's looking really good.
Nice.
I'm excited to see it all spliced together.
I think it's fun the way that, like, because did you have an idea for a music video for that song before Isolation, or was it totally reactive to, like, hang on, we can make a fun idea happen? Like,
it was... I have to say, it came from Billy. It was Billy's idea.
Ideas, man.
Ideas, man. Came up with the idea. And, yeah, we kind of to'd and fro'd with the video and how we were going to do it. It's nice that the song sends a really positive message. The lyrics and the chorus are, let's come together right now in sweet harmony. And it kind of suits the zeitgeist of the time.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, I'm going to share... Yeah. I'll definitely share the singles that are already out, but when the video comes out and the album, I'll make sure I put it out with the podcast. Because I love your music, Steve, and I want people to hear it, because I really like your songs very much.
Thank you. Are you going to do a video?
I just released a video, the stop-motion animation.
I want to talk about your video, but I was talking about my video. Are you going to do a video for Sweet Harmony?
Oh, sure.
On the spot.
I should even put me on the spot. I don't feel like it.
Think about it.
I've been feeling very like up and down about like being creative and what I'm feeling like willing to get involved. I'm finding it's like very quickly overwhelming when someone asks if I can do something creative or if I'm asking that of myself even. I'm feeling, yeah, I don't know. Not finding this pandemic very freeing. And I'm trying to get myself into a headspace where I can, yeah, be free. I'm going to have to do it now because you've asked me on the air. So well done.
My pleasure. Have you been getting out and about cycling, exercising, getting out in the sun?
Yeah, I go for a walk every day and then a proper exercise cycle. I was the first couple of weeks I was going every other day, and then I got really sad and stopped going, which then perpetuated each other by not exercising. My mood was not improved, and by my low mood, I didn't feel like exercising. So I kind of stopped for a bit, but I've started this week and I feel way better. And we've got the cycle path near us, so not the traffic is really an issue at the moment, but it's nice to sort of pelt out as fast as I can out to like where we are. We can just get to the countryside and to like outer villages. So that's really nice. Cycling. I miss swimming. I really miss swimming.
Yeah.
Miss my lake.
I guess the lake is closed.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I don't know.
Nah.
Hope it'll reopen, but who knows? Silver linings. Hey, have you got a silver lining? I mean, you've been very... You sounds like things have been pretty positive for you, but I think it's nice considering how hard the coronavirus crisis can be. I'm interested if people are discovering a silver lining.
What, from this current situation?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess for me, my family are quite far away anyway. Like, most of my family are in Devon. I'm looking forward to being able to see my family. I guess like not being able to do stuff does put things into perspective how much you really enjoy doing those things.
Mm.
And like normally over Easter, I'll take a few days and I'll go down to Devon. And like not being able to do that has been, a bit frustrating. And it kind of, you know, it does make me think like, I do enjoy seeing my family, you know, and I think they enjoy seeing me. But that's something I definitely look forward to doing.
Yeah. So you kind of like by subtraction, like have found a kind of gratitude for things that you know, would otherwise be able to do in your life.
Yeah, I think that's probably how a lot of people feel.
Mm.
Often, like, when you're told suddenly that you're not allowed to do something, you kind of want it. It's a natural reaction to be like, oh, well, I really want to do that.
Yeah.
But, like, you know,
I wonder how
moment,
quickly we'll... Like, I think when everyone goes back to work, they'll be like, so grateful I can work and so grateful I can see my family and friends. But I wonder how quickly... I'm being a real downer, but... I hope it lasts is what I mean. I hope that we can like take the gratitude like on in our lives.
I think so. I think people will. I think like it does, you know, I hope that like the perspective that the situation has
it's shown up out the value of those roles in society, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like investing in the NHS and being grateful for people working in the supermarket and people being able to like pick fruit and like the roles that just make society tick. And I hope that, you know, that gets reflected moving forward. But the cynical
like
side
in
of
policy
me, like,
and funding and like wages and like infrastructure, like it would be so great if this time influences our policymakers. I hope it does.
Yeah, like the positive kind of revolutionary part of my brain is like, yeah, this is an opportunity for things to be readdressed and rebalanced.
A better world is possible.
It does, yeah, a better world is possible.
That's a nice sentiment. And done. Podcast done. Save the world. We did it, Steve.
All right. Yeah. Do you want to... did you say you wanted me to recommend a song or something?
Yeah,
or?
So I've got a playlist on Spotify that is kind of like a companion to the podcast. So I put on it, if my podcast guests are musicians themselves, I put their music on it. But I just get everyone to suggest a song that that's I don't know, that comes to mind that might make you feel good, or I don't know, a banger, whatever you feel like. But it's just a nice little playlist we're building on Spotify from the podcast. Have you got a song?
I was thinking actually, as we were talking, what that might be. So obviously I've got my music, Otter Song is a good song, if you could whack that on the playlist.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely love that song. Had a big old cry the first time I heard that song. You sent it to Chris in a WhatsApp message. And
The little kind of
the
recording
demo
on my phone.
When you first recorded it, yeah. Had a big old bloody cry. So yeah, oh. Love that song.
Thank you.
Have you got a fave by someone else?
Yeah, so I was thinking about what I was saying about taking things out. And Fionn Regan is like... I've always really liked his music, and whenever I've been writing music, especially his like guitar playing and like the way that his songs go in weird directions, and his kind of versatility as well. Are you a fan of Fionn Regan?
I don't think I've listened to their music at all, but I've heard the name. But I will now, because you're going to suggest
one. He's a singer-songwriter from Ireland. And the album that I really like of his was his first one called The End of History.
Yeah.
And that's just amazing from start to finish. But the song that I want to suggest is off his 2011 album. And the song's called Dogwood Blossom. And that's like an example of, yeah, just that confidence of like, stripping stuff right back. And it's just like, oh,
do you listen to Aldous Harding?
Elvis Harding, no.
Aldous, like Aldous Huxley. Aldous Harding.
Aldous. What, like Aldi?
Like Aldous. You might say Aldous. But she's from New Zealand, so she says Aldous.
Aldous what? Huxley?
Harding.
Harding.
I'll send you, he's the guy who wrote A Brave New World and other dystopian fiction.
Thank you.
But I will send you her record, because she is someone that I listen to for inspiration, for finding space and making space and making things sound fresh and different by taking things away. So you might be interested in her music. I'll send it to you.
Thank you. Yeah,
do. Cool. Oh, nice talking to you, Steve.
Yeah, you too.
Are you going to the Are you going to the club quiz tonight?
Club quiz. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
8 o'clock on Zoom. Woo. All right. Well, thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Loads of love, Steve. Bye.
Okay. See you later. Bye.
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 That was Steve Elston, my friend Steve. I did actually record that podcast back in April. I'm now editing in September. If you're wondering why there was a 5-month break, it's probably wise to hang around and tune into season 2. It's on its way. It's in progress. Little hint, I just released an album. That might have something to do with it. And Steve's album is also out! You can listen to it everywhere. The best place to listen to it is Bandcamp. And buy it from Bandcamp, because there's tough times out there for an artist. Thanks, Steve. That was really lovely. And thank you all for listening and tuning in again. I hope you've enjoyed it. And if you have, please subscribe. Like I said, season 2 is on its way. It's really interesting listening back to these episodes from April that I forgot to edit and finish. I didn't forget. It all got a bit much. And things are so different now. Really interesting. If you have any thoughts on that, then get in touch. Or if you listen to Steve's album and you like it, get in touch with him and give him thumbs up. All on social media. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook for Noel Honan or Phonin with Honan or Steve Elston. And you can find all episodes and links to information about our guests, links to websites and albums and things like that on my website, noelahonan.com /podcast. And I will keep the Phonem with Honem playlist updated over on... It's on the website as well, and on Spotify. So just search Phonem with Honem on Spotify. Cool! Thanks very much for tuning in. And hope everything is going okay. It's changing of the seasons here in Bristol, UK. I'm really enjoying watching the leaves change. I drove to the Forest of Dean yesterday, and things were starting to turn a bit yellow. And I was okay with that because it was sunny at the time. Looking forward to changing of the seasons. Looking forward to checking back in with all my friends, with you on the podcast, and navigating this next step. Things are really different now than they were 6 months ago. So stay tuned and take care of yourself and your loved ones. And we'll speak to you soon.